feel alright. I feel alright tonight. And I'll bring you precious contraband and ancient.
Oh. Right, all right, all right. Hey, good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of Trib Tower, overlooking beautiful Michigan Avenue on a Friday morning. That's right, Fly Jams Friday. Coming up a little bit later on, get your Fly Jam requests in. On Friday morning, we like to start your weekend off on a funky note with a salute to some R&B, play some great funky songs and some Fly Jams and talk about it as well. And you can get your requests in a little bit later on, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's all Friday, so that means our regular features. We've got You Big Dummy, where we read actual news stories of dumb people really doing dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy of the week. And by the way, if you'd like to read one of our dummy stories as part of the segment, you can. You can find a link to a funny dummy story and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And say, I'd like to read this. Dan will get a hold of you. We'll record it. You'll be a part of the show, and you'll win some Lou Malnati's pizza. So it's a win-win-win situation. We also have Straight Out of Context. That's where you listen to the radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody says something at any time, pull it out of context, and it sounds dirty, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And, of course, we have Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen 24/7. Whenever I'm mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity, we want to hear about it. You're a spy. And jot down all the info and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. That's all coming up. We'll also find out what's happening on Outside the Loop Radio, which is a terrific show hosted by Mike Steven, produced by Andy Herman, that you can hear every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. We'll give you all the details on that as well. And coming up at 2:30, very excited about this, after the 2:30 news, Skip Haines is going to join us. He's from the band Aliota Haines Jeremiah, and they had one huge hit. And it was called Lakeshore Drive. And everybody from Chicago or in the Midwest knows the song, specifically people from Illinois and Chicago. Well, there's some unbelievable news about this song. It's been, you know, a one-hit wonder for years and a staple on FM radio, especially here in Chicago. Well, it's actually featured in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. It's amazing. It's on the soundtrack to Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. And that's just so cool. And so we'll find out how that happened, you know, like one of the biggest movies of the year. And Lakeshore Drive, you know, our local smash hit, is in the movie. And we'll talk about that. And also, Skip Haines is producing personalized versions of the song with features your name in the lyrics. And we'll see, you know, you can see how you can get your own personalized version of Lakeshore Drive. But really fun stuff. And that'll be coming up later on. We are going to be talking about euphemisms and cliches. That'll be coming up a little bit later as well. So that's all coming up. And then I'm going to tell you guys in just a couple of seconds here, giving you advice on what you should always buy at a dollar store. Go to the dollar store. There's a certain amount of things. There are certain items that you should buy at the dollar store. Main items that you shouldn't, but many that you should. And we'll get to that in a second. Let's say hello to my great producer, Dan Shagru. Hello, Dan.
Howdy, Nick.
How are you?
Good, man. How about yourself?
All right. Good week.
Yeah.
We had good shows all week. Lots of fun.
Yeah.
What about your weekend? You got something planned?
Yeah. You know, we got a birthday party. We got graduation. But the thing I'm actually looking forward to the most is my good friend Nick is actually in Philadelphia. He is a Bears season ticket holder. He won a raffle. And so he was the guy that handed Roger Goodell the card for last night's pick.
Is that right?
Yeah. And on Sunday, we're going to be watching the live stream because he's actually going to get to announce the seventh round pick on Sunday.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, so that's really our highlight of our weekend.
That's awesome, man. That's really, really cool. What, he won? How did he get that?
Yeah, so he's a season ticket holder, and they sent out a blast email saying, like, the NFL is doing this for all 32 teams.
Oh, that's so cool.
And so he won the raffle. So
That's amazing. That is really, really cool, man.
Yeah.
You're going to DVR it, right?
Well, so unfortunately, the seventh round is typically not shown.
Oh, I see.
So
it's just streamed.
We're going to watch the live stream because that's for sure going to show it.
Yeah.
And we're trying to figure a way to capture it from the internet. But,
yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty crazy.
That's awesome.
His wife took video of him handing the card to Roger Goodell last night.
So that was so cool.
That was pretty cool and surreal to see.
That's great, man. Very, very cool. All right, let's go to the newsroom. It's Vic Vaughn. Hey, Vic.
Hey, Nick.
How are you, man?
I am doing well.
Good. Any plans for the weekend? Sounds like we're not going to have weather for the outdoors.
Yeah, I know. And normally when that happens, I organize around the apartment. Yeah. But I do. I'm planning on taking my first yoga class this weekend.
Oh, boy.
So.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay.
It'll change your life, man.
Really?
Yep.
Dan, are you joking or have you done this?
No, seriously.
Really?
I remember there was they offered a yoga class at my former employer. And the guy said to us at the beginning, he's just like, well, tell us about your day. What's the first thing you do in the morning? And I am not a morning person, so I said, I swear, is typically the first thing I do in the morning. And he's just like, we'll see how you feel tomorrow. I woke up the next day better than I've felt in my entire life. So
that's encouraging. But I'm also picturing you waking up and saying the F word, which is hilarious in my mind.
My ex-wife, Heather, was a yoga nut. Still is. But she does that Bikram yoga where you're in a room that's like 900 degrees.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
I could never do that.
She would come home from yoga class in that hot yoga stuff. She would come home just beat red, like so flushed, with a plastic bag of her clothes that were sopping wet.
See, I don't get that. I don't get saunas. I don't get hot tubs. I don't get any of that.
She does regular yoga. I think she does yoga almost every day, but she does the hot yoga like twice a week at least.
Wow.
Still to this day. And now she lives in Oregon now where that's, you know, where it's illegal if you don't.
Yeah,
that, you know, like, you know, we say, she moved to the right state after we got divorced because it's like yoga village.
I think everyone has to have a yoga instructor's license and a driver's license to live in Oregon.
Yeah, it's true. So anyway, well, good luck with that. I hope you enjoy it, Vic.
Thanks.
All right. And then in the traffic hut is Esmeralda. Leon. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
What are your plans for the week? You're getting ready to move.
Yeah. I need to pack.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't even ask you what you're going to do this weekend.
I have stuff to pack up still. So.
And you're off Monday morning from the show?
Yes. Yeah,
and
yeah.
You'll be back Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, good luck with the move.
Yeah.
I hope everything goes smoothly for you.
Oh, no, I'm off Tuesday morning.
You're off Tuesday? Oh, sure,
yeah.
Because you're moving on Monday.
Yes.
So, yeah, that makes more sense. You want to take Tuesday morning off.
Yes.
So, I need to take Monday morning off so I can prepare myself for the move. And then go to work on Tuesday morning.
I should have just taken the week off.
Yeah, I think so. I just realized that, you know, because I'm taking, and I was just, Dan, I just told you this in the car the other day. I completely forgot that the weekend that the Walk of Fame thing happens, that's Memorial Day weekend. So I'm taking the Thursday the 25th off and Friday the 26th off. Because I'm for people who might not know, I'm unbelievably being inducted into the WGN Walk of Fame. And so I'm going to take the day off for the ceremony, and then I'm just going to take the Friday morning off as well. But I'm also off on Memorial Day. So I've got like a five-day weekend at the end of the month. So that's weirdness right there. Anyway. All right. Well, so cool. I want to mention quickly before we take a break, I watched the show last night, debuted on Comedy Central. And I'm going to rip this guy's name apart. I don't know how to pronounce it. He's a stand-up comedian, been on At Midnight many times. His name is Anthony Adamaniuk. And if anybody knows how to pronounce the guy's name, please let me know what the correct pronunciation is. Anyway, they debuted a show called The President Show. And it's this guy, Anthony Adamaniuk, doing the best Donald Trump impersonation I have ever seen in my life. It's better than Baldwin's. It's better than Daryl Hammond's. It's unbelievable. And they've made this fake show where he's Donald Trump, and he's turned the Oval Office into a late night show. He's got the desk in the Oval Office, and he's got a couch. I got a guy playing Mike Pence, who is basically his Ed McMahon on the show. And they do taped bits and live bits, and then they have a guest on each night. And it debuted last night. I'm telling you, I have not laughed that hard in a half an hour. I can't tell you the last time I was like scream laughing watching this. It is unbelievably funny, and especially if you don't like Trump, because it is a devastating, devastating sort of satire and take on Donald Trump. It was one of the funniest things I've seen on Comedy Central ever, and I can't wait. It's on every Thursday night at 10:30 after The Daily Show. And it killed last night. The first episode killed. They had like hidden cameras, and they had him out on the streets in Times Square dressed him like, and people thought he was Trump. In fact, at one point, he walks up to Trump Tower, and the doorman outside, how's it going, Mr. President? And they let him into Trump Tower. It was just unbelievable. And the bits that they did on it were so funny. And this guy, I'm telling you, this guy, Anthony Adamaniuk, and I know I'm killing the name, is brilliantly funny, and he created it, and there's a staff of writers that are doing really brutal satire, really funny stuff. So the President Show, it's being repeated a few more times, I think, tomorrow or over the weekend, and I'm sure you can probably see it on Comedy Central's website, but I can't recommend it highly enough. I laughed from beginning to end really, really, really hard. It's called The President Show on Comedy Central. Brilliantly funny and ridiculous. So I loved it. Anyway, I wanted to make that recommendation. All right, listen, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about things that you should buy at the dollar store. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Friday, Fly Jams Friday coming up. Yeah, Fly Jams Friday. Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spies, You Big Dummy, all coming up. And after 2:30, Skip Haines is going to join us from the band Alioda Haines Jeremiah. They had that smash hit Lakeshore Drive, and it's going to be featured on the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 soundtrack. And we'll talk all about that after the 2:30 news. But I've got here some things that you should always buy at a dollar store and no place else. Esmeralda, do you ever get to the dollar store?
Every once in a while.
Yeah. Well, here are some items that you should get when you get. What do you usually buy when you go there? Do you just browse?
Yeah, usually. What did I buy there the last time? Candles.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
I bought like the little tea lights.
The tea? Oh, sure. Sure. That's cool. Were they a dollar?
I think so.
Like a bag, a dollar for them?
It wasn't a bag, unfortunately.
Oh.
It was maybe like 6 of them or 10 of them.
But it was a buck.
I think so.
Okay.
Because is it even a dollar anymore? Things aren't really a dollar. Like some are. I mean, they are cheap, but.
Yeah. I don't think everything is a dollar. Not everything is a dollar.
Right.
I know that. But here's what they say you should buy. Greeting cards. There's no reason to spend $5 or more on a greeting card when dollar stores typically have a wide selection available for a buck or less.
Oh, yeah, but those really pricey ones are funny.
You mean the ones that sing and make noise? And
no, like, if you go to, like, the fancy boutique shops,
uh-huh.
They got some really funny ones.
Oh, okay.
That I've seen.
I get
They're
mine.
So expensive.
I get mine across the street at the Walgreens. That's
oh, good.
Party supplies. By some estimates, you can save up to 70% by using buying your party supplies from a dollar store. You can get plastic tablecloths, paper plates, cups, streamers, favors from the dollar store and save a bundle. Here's one I think a lot of people do. Gift bags, boxes, and wrapping paper. Should always get that at the dollar store. That makes sense. And seasonal decor. From extra ornaments for your Christmas tree to a scarecrow and a stake for the front yard for the fall, dollar stores have a surprisingly robust selection of seasonal decor.
Oh, it's good, too, if you're looking for stuff for a Halloween costume.
Oh, sure.
Toys and things like that.
Yeah. Reading glasses you should buy at the dollar store. That's actually a really good thing. I have a pair on right now. I bought these at the Walgreens, but I have a pair on right now. Hair accessories, elastic bands, bobby pins, headbands. That's the best way. That's a good idea, right, Esmeralda?
Yeah, you're always losing them, so might as well be a dollar.
Right. Vases and decorative bowls.
You mean vases?
Yeah, well, vase, vase. Isn't vase the pretentious way to say vase?
Yes.
Yes. Mugs and glasses. Easy. Dishware. Dollar stores have a nice selection of open stock dishware. It's not going to be top of the line quality, but they're perfectly serviceable pieces. Here's what I think a lot of people do. Here's the next item. Storage containers. I bet they sell a lot of storage containers at the dollar stores. You can pay up to like $5 for disposable containers at the grocery store. You can get them for a buck at the dollar store instead. How about picture frames? Also on the list. Here, how about this one? Bagged or boxed candy. That's what my dad does. Because, you know, as I've told you before, my dad walks around with candy all the time. He's got candy, gives people a jewel, just candy. He's the candy man. And I think he does actually get it at the dollar store.
Candy's candy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they sell name brand stuff.
No, they do.
I think the misconception sometimes
this is funny
that
when
they don't.
When we go to the movies on Saturday, my dad's got like two bags full of candy. He's got pockets full of candy from the
Are you kidding
store.
Me? I love that Walgreens sells boxed candy now.
Yeah.
Movie theater candy. Because then, like, how do they know the difference?
Yeah. It's true. And also, you know, a box of candy at a movie theater is ridiculously priced. It's absurd. All right. Well, anyway, there's a little tips for you if you're going to the dollar store. We'll take a break. We got the news coming up, and then Skip Haynes is going to join us.